Welcome to the Michael Shane Show, Conversations with the Ascended Masters of Shambhala, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Reverend Michael will help you connect with these ascended beings of light to raise your vibration, understand the lessons of life, balance karma, fulfill your earthly mission, manifest your heart's desires, and become God in action. This live call-in show with Reverend Michael is an opportunity to explore the possibility and potential of our highest and truest self. Join Michael, beloved Ascended Masters, and experienced divine gifts of Michael's transpersonal mediumship and those of his amazing guests. Now here is your host, Reverend Michael Shane.
Hello, everybody. It's nice to be back again. Here we are in the Seattle Bellevue area, and we have some wonderful weather. It's about time. I was kind of wondering what summer was. It seemed to be a fleeting thing around here. But however, it's there, it's nice, and we're going to have some wonderful sunshine for the remainder
summer
of the
summer. Can be late to the party. It's fine.
Well, you know.
Just continue the party later, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see?
Of course, you could also hang out underneath one of those sun lamps, too.
Well, this is very true. I need to get one in here.
Okay, well, welcome, everybody. Today, I would like to talk to you about the Ascended Masters. I've heard on my road trips and around local arenas and events that I've done that people are asking, who are the Ascended Masters? Who are they? Where they come from? What are they all about? And so forth. How many of them are there? Well, the Masters are beings that are like Jesus, El Moria, Kutumi, Saint Germain, who a lot of people have heard of because he's the gentleman who never dies. He works with the violet flame, which helps with meditation, opening up the third eye. That's an alchemy energy. There's Buddha, obviously, Lady Kuan Yin, Lady Nada, Lady Rasha. I can go on and on and on. There's 144,000 ascended masters here that are focused upon this earth plane alone. I do not know the name of all of them. I have not met them or spoken to them. I usually work with about 12 of them. These beings, being here on this earth, they exist in a place called Shambhala. This is an interdimensional physical structure that appears and disappears in the Himalaya Mountains. Every few years, they have a trek in India, where people will sometimes travel over 1,000 miles on foot to prove their enlightened vibration and hoping that the doors will open and they can enter and live all eternity in a vibration of bliss. The Ascended Masters are not necessarily trying to have people put themselves in a strenuous situation to prove their worthiness. They would like us to live in a light energy of being a good person, do not interfere with the sanctity of another's relationship, and just basically just love. And today, coming here to this wonderful radio show here and meeting all the people that you meet on the way and you listen to the radio and you hear a song called Be Happy. Well, listening to the words, this is the first time today I listened to all the words of the song, and I just thought it was really funny because I was actually feeling kind of happy when I walked outside and saw all the sunshine. And then that's exactly what the Masters teach us, is to be happy, to love, to forgive, to be, to educate, and just be happy. And these beings really do make me feel happy, and I'm hoping that today you'll feel happy and that the Masters may have a message for some of you. At the half hour point, we're going to be offering phone calls at 1-800-930-2819 here at Transformation Talk Radio. And we'll be offering some gifts to those who call in. I'll let you know what those are in a little bit. So today, let's talk a little bit about why the Ascended Masters are here. Why would they be focused upon all of us here on this world? Well, obviously, life is similar to like going to school. You are learning how to be here in this world. You go to school. You meet friends. You graduate. You may go to college, you know, for further education, and then you get a job, and you move on. You have a family. You know, that's part of the third dimensional issues that we do in this world, learning how to deal with certain things, connecting to certain things, the experience of life. The Masters teach us in many different beliefs that we are a single entity living in a world with other entities. Therefore, what do we do when we come in contact with some of these entities? Sometimes the interaction is positive. Sometimes it's not so positive. Sometimes it might even be disastrous. Well, as one of the masters by the name of Jesus teaches us to forgive and to love and to be the example of that vibration and light. Such as, for instance, Master Buddha, who believes in his teachings that enlightenment is where the vibration of God exists within each and every one of us. Enlightenment is something that doesn't happen just in a moment unless you're educated enough to understand how that works. For instance, there's a gentleman by the name of Babaji who is also one of the master teachers who communicate to me.
Michael, could you explain how they communicate to you?
Oh, yeah. And for everybody that does not know, I have today, who's taking over for Jennifer Singer, Cynthia, who is here to help me ask some of the questions that I may forget to ask you today. Well, when I first started hearing the Ascended Masters, it was actually through a seance in 1968, I believe. I was 5 years old, or almost 5 years old, and this being comes out and starts talking to me, and he claimed to be Jesus. And then another entity came out who claimed to be an entity by the name of Lady Nada, who ends up being my spirit guide, who's a master teacher. And I, at the age of five, when I was introduced to her, I could not seem to grasp a hold of the concept Lady Nada. So I gave her a nickname that I still use today, and that's Bobby. And of course, you know, when you're 5 years old, you really don't know how to spell. Well, some do, but I didn't. And I even spell it wrong. It's B-O-B-I is how I spell it. So, but after all that, as I went through training, I started realizing that the voices that I was hearing inside of my head were actually beings of light that were the Ascended Masters. And the difference is, like, for instance, if I hear a message or a loved one of sorts that would communicate, it's a different energy than when the masters are communicating with me, because in my heart, it like expands.
So what is the vibration like when you communicate with the masters?
Completely, without a doubt, 100% love. When I'm doing my events, I know they're there because I feel that when I'm doing the apportations, and I will talk about that in a little bit. I feel like God or Jesus or some loving entities holding my heart to give me safety. Mm-hmm. Well, when they're communicating to me, it's not always like in English words or hearing like a conversation like you and I are having right now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just a knowing that what they're saying. When I'm doing billet readings, that's more what's happening there. They're not like saying, well, this lady's asking how her health is. That's not how I hear it when I'm doing that. I'm like in tune in a vibration of, I would say, a white and blue flame type energy that I'm feeling within me. And out of that, I feel what it is that's being said, which is a different form of communication. Other times, it's just the English language, because I don't speak most of the Ascended Masters' natural language. Sometimes they will materialize, like this morning when they gave me some gifts to actually give to those today that call in. Or when I need some sort of education that I for that particular day, or if I'm being, you know, to be frank, a brat, they will set me straight and communicate to me on whatever level they decide I need to be communicated with.
Why have they stayed on the earth plane rather than move on?
Love and caring and compassion for the vibrations that they're connected to, which is us, to help us, to guide us, not to control, but to give us little crumbs in the path on the way to kind of help us gather, you know, that, oh, I have choice, I have free will. And free will sometimes is difficult to deal with because you sometimes worry that you may make the wrong decisions. And so the masters are there not to tell you what the right decision is, but to kind of give you a concept or a clue of how you feel within your heart that will determine the choice that you make. So it's pretty, you know, it's very loving and very beautiful. Let's go ahead and go to break. And if you wish to call in a little bit later on at the half hour, it's 800-730-2819. And you are listening to Transformational Talk Radio. Talk to you soon.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Reverend Michael Shane Show. I'm going to tell you about a few announcements of what he has coming up in the next few months. On Saturday, October 27th, he's going to do a workshop on opening the third eye, and that's going to be in Mill Creek at the Triway Grange, and it's a three-hour workshop, and it's the cost is only $35 per person, but if you wait to buy at the door, then it's $50. He also has an event coming up on September 3rd, also at the Mill Creek Triway Grange. That one's going to be him and Jeffrey St. Rose, and that's an evening of healing and awakening with Angelic Gate. And there'll be more details on his website, and that's www.michaelshane.com, and the Michael spelled with a Y. And he also has another date on Mill Creek Triway Grange coming up, an evening of healing with Master Jesus. And the cost is only $25 per person. And Master Jesus will materialize. Is that correct, Michael, for this one?
No. He's going to enter into my physical body.
Okay.
We've done this before, and it has always been pretty exciting. And
yes, everybody really loves
healing
it.
Healing and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a great event. So that one's going to be on September 10th. So again, go to his website for more information and be able to sign up. And then he also has coming up in February of next year a very exciting retreat that's going to happen in Maui. And he is going with another gal. Her name is Donna Reese, and she's based out of Fort Worth, Texas. She's a physical medium, a psychic, and a certified chromatologist. And she will be there as well hosting with him. And some of just the highlights for this, we're going to be swimming with the dolphins and have a healing with them. We're going to go out on a boat ride and communicate with the whales. We're going to do a road trip to Hana and the seven sacred pools. And while we're there, there's going to be an opportunity to get baptized with Master Jesus. And again, it would be the same idea that he would enter Michael's body and do the baptisms. We're going to have an evening seance with apportations. Anything else I've missed on those exciting?
No, it sounds great. I'm ready.
I am too. I'm really excited about it. I haven't been to Maui for years, so I'm really looking forward to it. But it's for 9 days, and it's $3,000 per person, and that includes everything but the airfare. So you'll have your lodging and two of your meals, and all the different events. It's all going to be included. There's only limited spots available. So go to the website again. www.michaelshane.com, or you can call the phone number 425-971-6632 if you have any further questions. And I will hand it back to you, Michael.
All right. Well, hello again. This is Michael Shane. We are talking about the Ascended Masters of Shambhala today. These are some amazing beings. They work in so many ways. They love everyone. They communicate all over the world to different people, and it's just an absolute beautiful thing. And they teach us, for instance, the other day I was having some emotional things going on in my family, and one of the things that Master El Moria has taught is to use by affirmation, meditation, and visualization, creating what you would call a blue fluid flame energy. And you encapsulate the entirety of your body internally and externally all around. And what it does is it calms the emotional storms. And it does actually work. Jesus, for instance, he works with the red flame or the ruby red ray. And actually, people misunderstand what that energy is for. In part, it's for financial abundance, but it also works with energies of the heart and the blood. And it causes a sense of peace within. Master Katumi, who is the brother of El Moria, works with the yellow flame, and that is the stimulation to the mind. So those of you that are like teachers or scientists or someone that just loves to read and think and so forth all the time, your aura basically would be in a yellow color because of the flame and the energies that's around you with the energies that's being created by your thoughts. Buddha, for instance, is a kind of a fluorescent green energy. It's a flaming energy that is very beautiful, and it also feels kind of euphoric if you really bring that energy in. It's the best energy to use in meditation because the green flame is a energy of enlightenment. And we all have heard of the violet flame. Master Saint Germain is the entity who mastered money and finance. So people sometimes think that the violet flame is a energy to be used to help with bringing in finance. Well, that's not the case. It's actually an energy that helps with spiritual awareness, opening up the third eye, meditation, life. It's one of the energies that any negative vibrations cannot use or utilize in any way. It's a very wonderful energy and a peaceful energy that I use a lot every day when I come to work, in part because when I do my thing, I'm really nervous, like right now. So we just focus on the right energy. So I feel, like I said earlier, just be happy.
And you can never tell you're being nervous, though, by the way.
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Well, you're doing very well.
I'm shaking in my shoes. So,
Can you explain if they all have the same belief systems?
Well, one of the principles in the teachings of the masters is one of the reasons why we come to this earth plane is to find our truth and experience finding that truth existing in a third dimension. And therefore, in order to find one's truth, their belief in regards to the whole is to not just learn one modality. So they all have different belief systems with similarities. In all the belief systems, there is some sort of duality, God, and so forth, love, peace, harmony, and all of that. But there are different ways to describe it or discern what it may be. For instance, what is love? Well, you can learn it in a mainstream religious way, or you can learn it in a spiritual way or scientific way, or even just within your own heart, like holding your baby for the first time. When this child is born, there is a indescribable feeling that comes over you. I know how it felt for me. But it's got to be even more so for the mother who has carried that child all those months. You know, to hold that child in their hands.
It's amazing.
You know, you've had two, I
yes.
believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely amazing, and the masters say that is the infinite vibration of love and the compassion that we should have for one another is that feeling.
As soon as I gave birth to Jennifer and I had gone through all that pain and the 24 hours and the labor, I was holding her in my arms and I looked at her and I said, I could do this again that quickly. It just like erased all the pain that I went through.
Well, I'll tell you, I can say that the masters are beautiful because you were the one that went through that, and all I had to do was get yelled at by my wife.
Exactly.
The belief systems that they have are, you know, Hinduism. Some of them teach the Judaist teachings, Christianity, Catholicism, all of these different religions that you have out there, Muslim, and If you actually sit back and you listen to these beliefs, they're not really religions. What they are is a way of life. Religion has more of a control energy to it, and that's neither bad or good. In the way of life, we all want to live happy. We all want to live at peace. We all want to live in love. We all want to be educated. And in these belief systems, there's definitely a lot of education. So I would say that, yes, their belief systems are all different, similar, and they discuss and debate about that all the time, and they share it with, mm-hmm. with people.
Now, do they only communicate with just a chosen few here on Earth, or can anybody communicate with them?
Well, I'm sure I've thought about the idea that, I'm the only person they communicate to. Well, that would be a very egotistical comment and also not a truth. In fact, the Masters communicate to everybody. Some of us hear them, some of us do not. Some of us hear them on another level and don't realize on the physical level that we're hearing them. And certain things that happen through the day or certain decisions that we've made that we normally would not have made and that turned out to be really good may have been a message you received from one of your Master teachers, but didn't realize it on a conscious level. So I would say the Masters communicate more at a higher level, at a higher rate of consciousness, but sometimes they will communicate to us on our level so we can hear them. You can be trained to hear spirit. In fact, for those of you out there that hear you put the shell on your ear and it's going, that sound, then that's kind of like a number of different spirits trying to communicate with you. So we can talk about that after the break. We're going to have calls now if you wish to call in. It's 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And I will look forward to speaking with you and answering any questions. Thank you very much. Talk to you in a few minutes.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Have you felt a lot of fear and self-doubt in your life where you feel like you never know what's right for you? As a result, maybe you've made yourself invisible or haven't fully put yourself out there. Hi, my name is Deb Acker. In addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including stepping into your power to be confident and visible in your relationships and the world. Did you know fear, self-doubt, feeling invisible, and not feeling comfortable to put yourself out there are all linked to not being in your power? What if you could always feel powerful and on purpose at all times? I used to spend a lot of time hiding in fear and self-doubt. Now I'm not afraid to put myself out there on a bigger scale, and most importantly, I know what's right for me in every moment, and I take action accordingly. On the other side, I now help others with this, and if you're ready to be powerful and confident and let go of the fear that holds you back from a bigger life, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
Welcome back to the Michael Shane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And if you'd like to call in and ask Michael a question, the phone number again is 1-800-930-2819. And here's Reverend Michael.
Hello, everyone. It's such a beautiful day. I'm looking out here this window, and I can see Seattle from here. And man, I just cannot wait to start the barbecue. Now, earlier we mentioned a little bit about apports or apportation, which is a process that's created and utilized by the Ascended Masters, where they open up a vortex using the energy called ectoplasm. If you wish to research that online, you can learn all kinds of things about what ectoplasm is. So it's a kind of a smelly substance that comes and protrudes out of the body, allowing physical phenomena to occur. Through that, gemstones have been known, if you've gone to my YouTube videos, to come through my physical body given by the Masters. And I have some gemstones today that we're going to be giving to callers, along with a scented candle from sacred oils that were also apported through the process of apportation by the Ascended Masters. So those of you that call in today will receive these wonderful gifts. And the gemstones are charged with certain energies that are conducive to what you need for that particular time in the day when you're feeling that you are needing either healing or education or just something beautiful to look at. So these are wonderful stones. There's six of them here today, and there's more that come out. And being around me, the little girl calls me the gem fairy. So I thought that was pretty nice. So these gemstones and objects that, like the oils, are wonderful things to have, and they feel real good, and the aroma from the candles are like you just lay down in your bath and relax and go into a healing and peaceful mode. So it looks like we have a caller, so let's go ahead and
bring her on. Sure, let's do that. Let's give out the number one more time. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We'll take Babs calling in from Magnolia in Seattle. So hello, Babs.
Hello, how are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Long time no see, but I just wanted to connect to see what you see and feel.
Well, in regards to you, I am assuming.
Yes.
Well, I have my guide with me today, Lady Nada, and I'm telling you what I'm feeling relative to you is absolutely, I mean, you're going through some transformations right now in your life. It's I feel that everything that you ever been wanting is coming your way, intensifying in relationships and finances and being able to take time for yourself. But one of the things that I want to really focus on is what she's telling me, and that is you are going to be opening up to a greater, stronger energy that will allow you to hear and see and experience the etheric worlds. You yourself could be potentially a medium if you're not already. And channel these beautiful beings and help this world. Well, the world is actually doing fine. Help us people upon it find direction for those of us that wish to receive direction or a idea of a direction to go to think about. But I feel just complete peace and happiness coming from you.
Well, let me give you some confirmation on that, Michael. I went to Arthur Findlay College last year twice in England, which is a very famous school for mediums, and found out that I have a gift of physical trance healing mediumship. So I'm studying with the SNU as a spiritual healer, and I'm going to be traveling back and forth to England to do my work as a spiritual healer for the SNU. So I just, I'm already starting to get a lot of information. I do believe I'm going to start channeling, which I think I've already done a couple of times. And I'm so excited about my working with spirit. So I'm going in next year in March again.
Well, I guess Lady Nada was on track with what's going on with you.
Yeah.
and I can feel it too, because you have this powerful, it's like, I am woman, hear me roar vibration, you know, in healing energies. I mean, you're like, it's coming through the earphones I have on. I can just feel it. And it, lots of travel and everything. I'm going to be going to Basel in October. Maybe I might even see you over there.
Well, I'm definitely going in March, and I will be going back and forth because I have to have my assessment. But my thing is to work as a spiritual healer and, you know, join a circle and do that. I'm going to come back and forth, you know. But, no, it was lovely to connect with you, Michael, and I'm glad that you picked up on that. That's wonderful.
Well, I'm glad for you, because it's going to be a wonderful experience, and I'm just happy and pleased that there's more of you out there, because more is always better.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you,
my dear.
Thank you very much for calling in, and hopefully I'll speak with you again.
All right, Michael. God bless.
God bless. Yeah.
Thanks, Babs, and just hang on 1 second. We'll get some information so we can send out the gifts.
All right. Again, you are talking to me, Reverend Michael Shane, at Transformation Talk Radio at 800-930-2819. Let's go ahead and take another caller.
Sure. Let's bring on Naomi, and Naomi's calling in from Seattle. Hello, Naomi.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We are doing just wonderful, never better. How can you not with that weather out there?
I know, it's gorgeous. It's like, oh my God, I'm loving it. I don't really have a serious question. I just wanted to know, do I need to, I guess I'm still stuck in this place where I can't decide. I'm a vocalist. I can't decide if I want to do the music, but I'm also very spiritual and very in tune with those kinds of things, and I can't decide which I want to do.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why can't you do spiritual music?
You know, I've never thought about that.
Spiritual music is a wonderful thing, because with that, well, as it is with most music, it's healing.
Right.
It gives people a sense of peace and happiness. And you never know. You just might end up going on the road and sharing your music with those around the world and experience wonderful things, because, you know, your heart is, you're a very good person. You have a really good heart. You've always been giving and giving and giving, and maybe not always having an opportunity to receive a lot, but, you know, that is going to be happening for you. And so writing up some spiritual music, just to give you a little idea, you just call in the Archangel Gabriel, who you, as you hear in the teachings of the Bible, and that is the blowing of the horn, and they say the angels play the harps and stuff. Well, they can actually tune you in to a spiritual side within your heart and your mind to create wonderful and beautiful healing with your music.
Wow. Okay.
It's just a meditation. It'll just come to you, and it'll be fine. So, by the way, it's time to call old friends and say howdy. That's what I'm being told by one of my master teachers.
Okay.
Reconnect to some of those in the past, and he says that you would know who those would be.
Okay. Cool. All right. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
All right.
And thank you very much for calling in, and I'll talk to you again.
Yeah, Naomi, real fast, did Rachel get your information?
Yes, she did.
Great. Thanks very much. We appreciate the call. Yep.
So just today, realize, things are not always bad. When it's bad, it's basically learning something from it. And then tomorrow is another day, or the next minute is another minute. And you can live in a very vibration of life, of happiness. You can live in the vibration of love. You can live in the vibration that's conducive to who you truly are. And you are now speaking to Michael Shane at Transformational Talk Radio. And we are taking calls at 1-800-930-2819. And let's go ahead and go to break.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Michael Shane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about Michael, please go to his website at www.michaelshane.com, and you can look at his events, the other things that he's able to do. He can do private readings for you. You can have a private reading with the masters. He can do something over Skype if you want to call in and do it that way. So please go to his website and find out more about him. And here's Michael again.
Hello, everyone. It's really wonderful to be back on the air. I've missed it, and I love the opportunity to speak to everybody out there and learn all about you. And today we're learning about the Ascended Masters and things that they have to say and the things that they teach us. And these are very wonderful, beautiful beings. I would recommend that you get to know them because they're part of your life every day, whether you see, hear them or not. So let us take another caller.
Yeah, we got time to sneak in one or two more. We'll take for sure Colleen, and she's calling it from Seattle. Hello, Colleen.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome. What can I help you with today?
Well, I basically just wanted to see what you might see about the path that I'm on, which is I'm kind of in a big transition and moving more toward a lot more toward the spiritual, but I've got some fears about it, so I'm trying to maybe get some insight about how to deal with that fear.
Well, the fear that you would have isn't any different than the fear that I've had in my past when starting to do this, and even today, you know, you have to be very careful, and that is connecting to entities that are not necessarily leading you or helping you in the right direction, or getting involved in the right vibrations and energies that are out there. Because when you become sensitive, you become sensitive. So if you're doing healing work on people, you will sometimes take on the pain and that they're going through and take it on yourself. And next thing you know, you're going home and you're cranky at everybody for no reason. So that's just requires meditation, affirmation, you know, like every day, you know, you have an affirmation written on your bathroom mirror, and every time you walk in there, you read the affirmation, like, I am light, I am love, I am protected, and so forth, you know, or I am beautiful, and I am great, you know, some positive affirmation that you can use to help you get ready for the day or the moment that you're in. The reason why you're going through the transformations right now is because everybody is. We have moved into the feminine power. This is the time of the feminine age, and that has nothing to do with gender per se. It has to do with the vibration and level of consciousness. And the feminine energy, which you are totally surrounded by, is very powerful and strong, and it changes our direction and our focus. And so when we were looking at the Mayan calendar at the idea that it was the end of life, the truth is, it wasn't the end of us here on Earth. It was the end of the old way of doing things, the old way of thinking. That was the masculine or the male vibration, which again doesn't have anything to do with gender per se, because we all have a male and female energy within us. So you're kind of in that whirlwind right now and about ready to move into the healing, psychic, mediumship world to help people and to communicate with entities. If you feel, you know, uncomfortable with anyone that may be communicating to you on the other side, just ask them to do a prayer or an affirmation. If they have any negative intentions, they won't do that. And then you just send them away in love and light.
Okay.
If you want more than that, there's all kinds of people out there, including myself, that do classes that helps people understand these things. I call mine a spiritual development class, and there are others out there, and you can just see what fits for you.
Okay.
And I want to say that you have a child. Is that not correct?
No, I don't.
Because I feel that there's a child coming into your life or already is in your life that's going to change a lot of things that you're doing in your path. Now, I felt like it was an actual child that you might have had, but it might be someone that's close to you from a sibling or something, or maybe it's someone we don't know who it might be and it just appears into your life. But keep your eye out for this child. I think you might even know who it is.
Okay. All right.
This child's going to have a very strong connection to the etheric realms. And that's why I want to bring that up, because you're going to be teaching them.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So I think we have just enough time to maybe do one more call.
Yeah, and I believe Rachel's collecting some information, so just give us one second there. If you want to maybe cover something else real fast.
Well, yeah, I would love to say, ascended masters, ascended beings, light. These beings are beautiful beings, and you can look them up under the words ascended masters on Google or the internet. Just get to know them. They're out there. Learn who they are. They help us, and they do so in such a kind and loving fashion that you cannot understand the feeling of it until you have it yourself.
Totally understand. And now we have Kay holding, and she's now on the air with us. Kay from California. Hello, Kay.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me, and thank you for being on air.
Well, thank you very much for calling in. It's nice to talk with you.
Oh, thank you.
What can I help
nice
you
to
with
talk
today?
To you too. Basically, I wanted to know which master was by my side.
Right now or mostly?
Mostly. And right now.
Well, right now you have a master teacher by the name of Lady Rasha.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lady that works with the Orange Flame. Her soulmate is Master Odessa, and they have a connection to you, helping with the nervous systems, not just in your own body, but in others. It causes flow through your body and helps you relax and so forth. But your complete master teacher, I would have to say, is Saint Germain. And he has books out there that you can read and so forth. And he works with the Violet Flame, and he helps with opening up your spiritual gifts and so forth. And the reason why that's important to know is because that we have moved into this new energy, it is necessary to bring out more spiritual light workers, and you're going to have opportunities to do that. But there's also going to be the mainstream life scenarios are going to change in the better for you as well, including being more involved in those people that have been in your life.
So unfortunately, we did drop Kay, but we have her back, so she didn't quite hear probably any of what you just said, which is still fantastic news. But Kay, did you have anything else you'd like to maybe offer us or ask another question? Sorry, technical difficulties.
No problem. Sorry about that. Yes, I wanted to know, because, you know, I am a Christian, and, you know, I am new to metaphysical experience and education, but I am a strong believer of Jesus, and I was wondering, why is it that if I am such a strong believer in Jesus, why is it not Jesus that is close to me?
Well, first off, I'm not saying that Jesus is not close to you. In fact, in Saint Germain's physical life, he was what we would call a Christian too. Did a lot of studies on Jesus's life and so forth. That would be the entity that would be around you when you actually experience your spiritual growth and your abilities to see things and to hear things from the other side. So he's around all of us, whether we believe in him or not.
Interesting.
Just meditate on him and call for him, and he'll be there for you. Okay?
Okay, very well.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll hope to hear from you again.
Yeah, thanks, Kay, and Rachel, grab your information. So that about wraps up for the show, too, by the way, Michael.
Well, thank you all for calling in and listening to the show. You're talking to Reverend Michael Shane at Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Michael Shane Show.
conversations with the Ascended Masters of Shambhala on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in on the third Tuesday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, to connect with Reverend Michael to raise your vibration, understand the lessons of life, and call in for this live, on-air, transphysical medium reading with Reverend Michael Shane and the Ascended Beings of Light. For more information about the show and to schedule a personal session with Reverend Michael, visit michaelshane.com. That's Michael, M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com, or call 425-971-6632. Don't miss this opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing from our amazing guests, all with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Beings of Shambhala.